Today is Yom Yerushalayim, celebrating 50 years since the miraculous reunification of Yerushalayim, and therefore I thought it would be appropriate to review some of the special halachot that are associated with Yerushalayim. So the Brit in Masechet Bava Kamma, Daf Pei Bet Amud Bet, lists 10 special halachot which apply to Yerushalayim. Those halachot are: number one, that a house can't be sold for perpetuity in Yerushalayim. Generally speaking, in Torah law, if a house was sold and wasn't redeemed within a year, then it couldn't be redeemed after that point in time. But in Yerushalayim, that's not the case. That's furthermore, Yerushalayim, the elders of Yerushalayim, never bring an egla arufa. That means that if a dead body is found in between two cities and nobody's sure how the person died, if the nearest city is measured and the elders have to bring a calf there and break its neck, that's where it's found, and say certain psukim and wash their hands. It's also not made into an ir hanidachat. That means that if the majority of its inhabitants were to worship Avodah Zarah, it wouldn't be destroyed. And it doesn't contract a negaim, that the houses in Yerushalayim can't contract ritual leprosy, tzaraat. That's an interesting planning permission halacha, is that you can't build zizin u'guzuz tra'ot in Yerushalayim. That's jutting out balconies and the like in the streets, and that's because of problems with the overhang and tuma. That's also, you can't have ashpatot, garbage heaps in Yerushalayim, because it's not kavod to Yerushalayim. That's you can't make kivshonot, which are furnaces in Yerushalayim. You don't have furnaces burning because of the smoke would disturb the city. That's you don't plant ginotu paradisin, gardens and orchards, because the mulch and the compost make unpleasant smells and cause flies and the like to come around. That's you don't rear chickens in Yerushalayim. Again, a consideration to do with them dragging bits of tumah around. That you don't leave a mate, a corpse, in Yerushalayim overnight. And you don't rent out houses in Yerushalayim either. So these are 10 halachot which appear in Masechet Bava Kamma, with specific application to Yerushalayim. When we talk about Yerushalayim, we mean the old city in its classical context. There are a number of other halachot which are also mentioned. A tosefta in Masechet Negaim that says you don't carry a mate, a corpse, through Yerushalayim. That's nor do you bury established graveyards in Yerushalayim. You don't grow trees in Yerushalayim, that you don't sow or plow fields in Yerushalayim, and you don't let a ger toshav, that is a Gentile who's partially converted, observes the Sheva mitzvot b'nei Noach, but doesn't observe the Tariag mitzvot, you don't let them live in Yerushalayim. That's according to the Tosefta in Negaim, but that's not necessarily the way that the Rambam and others paskan lahalacha. Other halachot associated with Yerushalayim and mentioned in other places. Avot de Rabbi Natan says that Ben Sore Umore is never made from somebody in Yerushalayim, meaning that you never have a rebellious son from Yerushalayim, and also that a mamzer is not allowed to enter into Yerushalayim. The Gemara Masechet Ketubot says Hakol Mal in Yerushalayim, that anybody can force their spouse to come with them and live in Yerushalayim. There are also various korbanot that can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Kodshe or can be eaten in Yerushalayim, don't have to be eaten specifically in the Beit HaMikdash. So that's kodshim kalim, for example. Things like shlamim, peace offerings. That's maaseh sheni, must be eaten in Yerushalayim, can't be eaten outside of Yerushalayim unless it's redeemed. Redeemed neta ravai, the produce of the fourth year, that's from the vines, has has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, and the Bikurim, the first fruits, also have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. There's also a halakha in the Rambam to do with Netilat Lulav on Sukkot, that mid-oraita, the mitzvah of Lulav is only on the first day in the Gevulin, but it's for 7 days in the Mikdash, and according to the Rambam, Mikdash means the whole of Yerushalayim. According to Rashi, it means just the Beit HaMikdash, but according to the Rambam, it means the whole of Yerushalayim. And therefore, according to the Rambam, mid-oraita, there's a mitzvah of Netilat Lulav all 7 days in at least the old city of Yerushalayim. So those are some of the unique halakhot to do with Yerushalayim, and the Shana Ba'a, Yerushalayim HaBenuyah.